It was many, many years earlier. And the Chenchkovitzgerov was not the Chenchkovitzgerov. He was a young boy named Yankel, and he lived in a tiny village in Russia. And one Shabbos afternoon, he was taking a walk when suddenly he heard calling, he heard cries.
Help! Help! Help!
And he ran to the river. And there was a young Russian boy drowning in the river. And he rushed, and he jumped and dived into the river.
I'm coming, I'm coming, I'm coming.
He swam over to the Russian boy. The Chenchkovitzgerov, or little Yankel, was a strong swimmer. And he swam over to the Russian boy and grabbed him by the collar of his shirt and dragged him to safety. And the boy stumbled on the riverbank and got to his feet.
You saved my life. You are, for the rest of your life, always going to be my best friend.
That's very nice. I don't know if I want to be your best friend. But thank you.
You come with me to my house. My father has given you a big reward.
Thank you. I don't even like chewing gum. It's okay.
I'm not talking about chewing gum. I'm talking about a pile of gold.
A pile of gold? Your father must be very wealthy.
You have no idea.
They walked over to the young Russian boy's house, and Yankel knew that the boy wasn't joking. The house was a palace. It had acres and acres on every side. There was a huge, heavy metal gate surrounding the entire property. And the young Russian boy walked up to the gate, and he pounded on the gate, and a soldier in full uniform marched over to the gate and unlocked it and allowed the little boy in, together with Yankel. They walked up the long path to the house, and they opened the huge, tall, heavy metal door. And they came into the big house. And young Igor's father ran up to him.
What happened? What happened with you? Why are you all wet? Did this Jewish filthy boy, did he do it?
Actually, this filthy boy is not filthy. I am filthy because I was drowning in the river. And this Jewish boy, he will save me.
You save my son. I give you big reward. I give you big bag of gold.
Well, but that's very nice, but I really don't need a bag of gold. You know, what would I buy with gold? I don't even like gold. It doesn't even taste good.
You foolish boy. But I give you a piece of paper, which is worth more than gold.
Okay, I'll take the paper. Thank you.
And the Duke of the local province, because that is, of course, what he was, the Duke, the most powerful nobleman in the area, took out a piece of paper, and in a beautiful handwriting, he wrote a letter that stated, "Please give any assistance possible to this young man that's holding this piece of paper, signed, the Duke." Of course, Yankel didn't understand the power and the value of the piece of paper, but he kept it anyway. He tucked it into his drawer, and he held on to it for many, many years. And now, finally, all these years later, he pulled it out of his drawer, and he brought it with him to Moscow, to Russian army headquarters, because the general of the entire Russian army happened to be the son of the Duke.